Sharing Time, I Can Keep My Covenant by Sidney S. Reynolds. I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 5. What is a covenant? In the church, a covenant is a mutual promise that we make with Heavenly Father. To covenant means to come together or to be bound together by promises. Sometimes it is a promise that we make in our hearts. Even when we make a covenant with Heavenly Father in our hearts, there are things we do to show that we have made those promises. Baptism is the occasion for one of the first covenants we make with Him. Being baptized shows that we want to keep His commandments. Some of the promises we make when we are baptized are that we are willing to take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ, that we will always remember Him, and that we will keep His commandments. The Lord promises that He will give us His Spirit to always be with us. Think about just the first part of our baptismal covenant. What do you think it means to take His name upon us? Most of us already have two names. We have a given name like Elizabeth or Marco or Milai, or we have a family name like Smith or Garcia or Chen. When we take the name of Jesus Christ upon ourselves, it means we are part of His family. We are ready to be known as Christians. We are willing to stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. We want to act like Christ and follow Him. Jesus has given us guidelines to help us follow Him. He expects us to love each other, to bear one another's burdens, to mourn with those who are sad and to comfort those who need comfort. That's what He did when He was on the earth. If we want to be called by His name, we will try to do these things too. When you help your mother tend the baby so that she can fix dinner, you are bearing one another's burdens. When you put your arm around your little brother and tell him that you're sorry that he hurt himself, you are giving comfort. When your heart is sad because your friend's father is very ill and you reach out to her in love, you are mourning along with her. Each week when we take the sacrament, we renew the covenant we made at baptism. Each day as we choose the right and follow Jesus, we are keeping our covenant and growing in faith. As we keep the covenant we have made, the Lord's Spirit will be with us, and one day we will be worthy to go to the temple and make other very important covenants with Heavenly Father. On page 44, we have a movie of your life to be, and you'll need help with this. And on this page, you mount page 44 on heavy paper, fill in the blank, cut out the display frame and two picture strips, then tape picture A over picture B. If you're a girl, vice versa if you're a boy. Cut the two dash line slots in the display frame, insert the left side of the picture strip from behind into the right slot and then into the left slot. Optional, you may now want to tape the left edge of the title picture to the right edge of the last picture to make a continuous reel. Pull the strip or reel through the display frame to show your personal story. And on page 44, it shows pictures here with my faith in Jesus Christ grows when I make and keep sacred covenants. I write your name, covenant with the Lord, when, and there's a picture of being baptized saying, I am baptized, and another picture of a boy. So we have a boy and a girl being baptized. And then it shows the boy and the girl taking the sacrament and a couple going to the temple. Sharing time ideas. 1. Have a child hold up a piece of an athletic uniform and ask, what do you promise when you become part of a team? You will come to practice. You will come to games. You will do your best, and you will be a good sport. Have an older child come up, role-playing, inviting her or him to babysit. Then ask, what can I expect from her when she agrees to babysit for me? Promptness, care of children, following your rules regarding phone calls, eating your food, and etc. What do I promise her? To get her home on time, provide a safe place to work, and pay her. Role play contracting a lawn mowing job or a paper delivery job with another child. Discuss the implicit promises. Ask 2 8-year-old scouts to recite the Cub Scout promise. If you're in the United States, ask 3 older children to stand and repeat the Pledge of Allegiance. Ask the children to show you other things they do to show that they have made a promise. Shake hands to confirm a deal. Say, I promise. sign a check, raise the right hand to sustain someone in a calling, take an oath in a court of law, etc. Say, we are going to talk about one of the most important promises or covenants you will ever make, the covenant of baptism. Show primary manual pictures 2-19 and 2-20. Write on the chalkboard and ask, what do we promise the Lord? Give one of the following word strips cut up into words to each of three helpers. Number one, take upon us the name of his son. Two, always remember him. Three, keep his commandments which he has given us. Have the helpers post the words in correct order under what do we promise the Lord. Now write and ask, what does the Lord promise us? Have a helper put the word strip cut up into words, we may always have his spirit to be with us, in order, and post them under, what does the Lord promise us? Next ask, what do we promise when we are baptized? What does the Lord promise us? Why do these words sound familiar? Every week when we take the sacrament, we renew our baptismal covenant. These words are familiar because they are part of the sacrament prayer. There are three other things the Lord promises us when we are baptized. Post the word strips, membership in his church, forgiveness of our sins, and salvation in his kingdom. Review the things discussed earlier about making promises. Conclude with primary manual pictures of a modern baptism, 2-20, and the sacrament, 3-59. Share your witness of the importance of the covenant of baptism. For younger children, see Primary 2 Manual, Lesson 12. Focus on preparing for baptism by following Jesus in learning to pray, be loving, be forgiving, choosing the right, etc. Talk about thinking about Jesus during the sacrament. 2. Put the letters that spell baptism on the reverse side of the pictures listed below from the Primary Manual kits, or the Gospel Art Picture Kit. One letter on each picture. Scramble the pictures, then lean them against the chalkboard. Invite a child to choose a picture he knows about or wants to know about. Let him tell something about the baptism of the person in the picture if he can, and you can mention any other important details. Then have him post the letter in the correct place for spelling baptism on the chalkboard. Pictures and Stories, 5-56. Adam is baptized. Moses, chapter 6, verses 50 through 52, and verses 64 through 66. Picture 2-19, Jesus is baptized. Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Picture 7-39, Peter and the other apostles baptize 3,000 on the day of Pentecost. Acts, chapter 2, verse 1, verse 14, verses 22 through 23, verse 32, and verses 36 through 41. Picture 3-48, Alma baptizes at the waters of Mormon, Mosiah chapter 18, verses 5 through 16. Gospel Art Picture Kit 316, Jesus Christ instructs the Nephites about baptism, 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 19 through 26. Picture 6-52, Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery pray to know about baptism, Primary 5 Manual, Lesson 8, and Joseph Smith History 1, verses 68 through 72. Gospel Art Picture Kit 509. Wilford Woodruff teaches in England. The constable sent to arrest him is baptized. Primary 5 Manual, Lesson 29, pages 161 through 162. As you talk about these great stories, emphasize the importance of being baptized as the Savior was, by immersion and by the proper authority. We are following him when we are baptized. Sing both verses of When Jesus Christ Was Baptized. Children's Songbook, page 102. 3. Tell the story of Alma teaching the people at the waters of Mormon. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 5 through 11. Discuss what it means to be called his people. For example, to take his name upon us. Bear one another's burdens. Mourn with those that mourn and comfort those that stand in need of comfort. Verses 8 through 9. Bring a backpack and some rocks to which are attached problem situations. Line the rocks up on a table. Put a rock into the backpack as you name each of several burdens or causes to mourn. New in town, illness, etc. Have a child lift the backpack. Ask two others to help him and ask, is it lighter now? Explain that Jesus Christ helps bear our burdens, mourns with us, and comforts us when we need comfort. He has asked us to do the same for each other. Have a child pull a rock out of the backpack, read the situation attached to it, and explain what he would do if he was trying to follow Jesus. For example, he had taken Jesus' name upon him. Possible situations. Write situations that apply to the children in your primary. Your dad is weeding the garden and a friend asks for his help to move some furniture. What could you do? Your mom is putting away groceries and the baby wakes up and needs tending. What could you do? Your friend has missed 3 days of school because of a broken leg. What could you do? The new boy in your class has no one to eat lunch with. What could you do? Your neighbor is on vacation. Newspapers are piling up on his porch. What could you do? The older lady next door can't read the newspaper very well. What could you do? Your friend's parents are getting a divorce. What could you do to help your friend? Your friend's mother is very sick and has to go to the hospital. What could you do? 4. Memorize John chapter 3, verse 5. Give each class a card. On one side, write baptism. On the other side, write one of the questions below and its references. Have the classes search their scriptures, determine the answers, and share them with the rest of the primary. Questions and references. Who must be baptized? Topical guide, baptism essential, especially John chapter 3, verse 5. All people must be baptized except little children. Why should I be baptized? Topical guide, baptism, especially Mark chapter 1, verse 4, and Mark chapter 16, verse 16, or Matthew chapter 3, verse 15. For the remission of sins to be saved in the kingdom of God to show obedience. How should I be baptized? Topical guide, baptism, immersion, fourth article of faith, 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 25. Answer, by immersion, by proper authority. When can I be baptized? References, topical guide, baptism, qualifications, 4, Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 25. Answer, I should have faith in the Lord, repent, and be ready to make the baptismal covenant, and be at least 8 years old. What do I promise at baptism? References, Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77, Mosiah chapter 18, verses 7 through 10, and Mosiah chapter 21, verse 35. Answer, take his name upon me, keep his commandments, always remember him, be willing to serve him, and help others. Sing When I Am Baptized, Children's Songbook, page 103. For younger children, have the teachers look up the references and help the children understand the answers and share the information with the primary. Have an older child or class who has been baptized share the experience with the younger children. 5. My Gospel Standards on the back of My Achievement Days booklet are wonderful guidelines to help us follow Jesus Christ and live to be worthy to go to the temple. Select 6 to 7 that your primary children might need to work on. Write each standard on a separate card. Also write on separate cards situations in which a gospel standard can be applied. Play concentration by scrambling each set of cards and turning them against the chalkboard, then having a child turn over one of each set to get a match. Post the matches together. Possible situation for gospel standards. Gospel standard, my friend's brother likes really loud music, and the words are awful. He said he'd lend me his CDs. Gospel standard, I will only listen to music that is pleasing to Heavenly Father. A girl in my class at school has taken us all to the circus for a birthday party next Sunday. Gospel standard, I will do those things on the Sabbath that will help me feel close to Heavenly Father. Sam dropped a bunch of money and I helped him pick it up. He'll probably never miss these 2 coins. Gospel standard, I will be honest with Heavenly Father, others, and myself. I love to be with my friends from primary. They are so nice to me. Gospel standards, I will seek good friends and treat others kindly. When my friends play games, they sometimes swear or use rude language. Gospel standard, I will use the names of Heavenly Father and Jesus reverently. I will not swear or use crude words. I love to visit the temple in our area and walk around the grounds, or I love to see the pictures of all the beautiful temples. It makes me want to live worthily so I can go inside someday. Gospel standard, I will live now to be worthy to go to the temple and serve a mission. I will follow Heavenly Father's plan for me. Sing Come Follow Me, hymns number 116, or I love to see the temple, Children's Songbook, page 95. For younger children, put a picture or colored border on the situations and matching Gospel Standard cards, such as coins on both cards about honesty or a red border around matching cards. 6. Additional friend resources. Baptism. Baptism, My First Covenant, May 1997, page 12. The Sacrament, Keep the Commandments, June 1999, pages 44 through 46. Covenants, Keeping My Promise, August 1998, page 12. The Temple, the 1993 Children's Sacrament Meeting presentation, was I Love to See the Temple. If you have a temple in your area, plan a sharing time about the important blessings that come to us by having a temple close by. End of sharing time, I Can Keep My Covenant by Sidney S. Reynolds. Matt.